Welcome to the Chinwag Live podcast. Chinwag is an online community for digital marketing professionals, and Chinwag Live is our regular event series established to cast light on trends across the digital media industries. You can find out more information about Chinwag Live on our website, live.chinwag.com. This podcast was recorded at the inaugural Chinwag Live event, Wobble 2.0, on Tuesday the 6th of February 2007 in London. The event was sponsored by Exchange Team, a growing force in digital recruitment. More details about them can be found on their website at www.exchangeteam.com. That's www.xchangeteam.com. This portion of the podcast features Ryan Carson of Carson Systems.
So my name is Ryan, and I have a small company of five people, and my wife is here with me, and she's the other director. And so I'm kind of the small company representative here. But I want to give a better feel quickly for you guys. Raise your hand if you're building a web app or if you own a company that has a web app. Half of you. Okay. So why are the rest of you here? Basically, I just want to get to the point, which is that I don't think that we're in any sort of bubble right now, because the reason why the previous bubble happened is because everybody had an IPO, and there was so much going on in the market and in the investment world that you had no control of, whereas a lot of companies today are private. I mean, Carson Systems is a small private company, and it doesn't matter what the market thinks about what we do. As long as we're profitable, I could give a rat's about what other people think about us. So what I want to share today is why I think that. And basically, we have two web apps. One is called DropSend, and it's for sending large files that you can't email. And the other one is called Amigo, which helps you advertise in newsletters. DropSend is small. We built it for about £30,000. Used one developer, one designer. It took us about 6 months to build. It now brings in about $140,000 a year with costs of about $30,000. So it's tremendously profitable, but on a small scale. So what I want to encourage you to think about is, well, and I was having a good chat with Dave. I mean, Zopa is a completely different model. They have to get in millions and millions of dollars of investment because the financial world requires that. You can't launch a financial web app for $30,000 and kind of wing it and sit in your office in Bath and be profitable. It just doesn't work. But if you have a good idea and you can bring it to market quickly and cheaply, then I would encourage you to do it, because there's no reason why you can't be profitable if you have a good idea. And as we all know, if you have a good developer and a good designer and a good idea, it's pretty likely that you'll be profitable. Not on a huge scale. I mean, DropSend does not bring in enough revenue to fund Carson Systems. So what we do is we run large events, and we make most of our revenue from large events. Now, we just kind of ended up doing that. You know, that Jill and I didn't sit down and plan to do large events. We just enjoyed getting people together and then realized it was profitable. So that funds our web apps. And eventually, you know, DropSend will probably bring in enough revenue that we can spin it off or sell it or something like that. But it's definitely not a bubble, because if people like us can do it, then that means people like you can do it. And mainly what I want to encourage people tonight is that you know, don't feel pressured to go big. You know, if that's what you want, then great. And that will cost a lot of money, and there's a higher payout at the end. But if you just want to launch something small and good, you can do that. And what you probably need to do is fund it with a side business. So DropSend is still a side business. You know, even though it brings in 70,000 sterling a year, it's still a side business, because that's not enough to fund five employees. So I guess my main point is that we're fortunate to be in an era where you can have cheap software and hardware. I mean, you know, we're hosted on, you know, a LAMP platform, Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP, which is all free. You can get a developer to build something for you fairly cheap. And now, because of things like the blogosphere, you can spend relatively little on marketing. We spend very little on marketing. I think we tried an ad in Creative Review, which sucked and didn't work. But besides that, we haven't really spent much money in marketing, and we're profitable. So the point is I think we're very fortunate to be alive now and in business where we can do these kind of things on an affordable level as a small company, but also as a big company. I mean, I'm sure that Zopa, I think it's a great idea, and I imagine that in the end it will turn out to be tremendously profitable for them. The stakes are a lot higher, but they're two different businesses. So that's basically all I have to say. So thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience. To find out about future Chinwag Live events, why not subscribe to our free newsletter at live.chinwag.com. Chinwag Live Wobble 2.0 featured Dave Nicholson, Ryan Carson, Matteo Bellucci, Andrew Orlovsky, and Mike Butcher. Audience microphones were wrangled by Kim Ng and Patrick Kamara-Ropita. Door enforcement was provided by Thayer Driver Security of Dartford. Sponsorship was handled by Hugh Evans and Thayer Driver. The commissioning editor was Sam Michel. Chinwag Live was produced by Deirdre Malloy.